Linda, how are you?
I'm great, Tony, and you?
I'm doing very well. Well, when I saw your book, I knew it was for me. I am not an executive, but I need a guide to trouble-free IT as I'm around computers and programming quite a bit. Thanks so much for being with us. How are you?
I'm great.
Well, tell me a little bit about your background. Take us from high school to where you are now.
Well, I did graduate in 1979, as you said, and I don't mind being dated at all. I worked as a programmer up until, the early 2000s, and KI actually started as a software company, but as PCs took hold and networking became affordable for our smaller businesses, we found a need to provide support for the PCs and for the networking and the servers that made sharing information possible. So the company branched out, and eventually I took over managing that part of our business.
How many clients do you have now?
Oh, geez, I don't know. On contracts, we have about 30, and then we have a number of additional clients that just call us on an as-needed basis rather than going with something that would prevent problems for them.
How many employees does KI have?
We have 10 employees.
And what do you think has been the biggest reason for the growth and success of KI Technology?
Well, it's a number of things. One is we're all becoming more and more dependent on technology, and so it becomes more important to small businesses, and while it's easier to use when there is a problem, it's sometimes more difficult to resolve the problems as what's underneath gets more complicated. So that's one factor. The other is that I've really focused on marketing the business and on educating clients and prospects about why certain things are important. And I think that's been key to our growth over the last couple of years.
Before we start talking about your book, The Executive Guide to Trouble-Free IT, I wanted to get your take as a business owner to the business climate, not only in the mid-Michigan area, but in the state of Michigan. We talk about business quite a bit on this program, and we keep hearing that this state needs to do a lot to become more business friendly, not only to keep the businesses that they have and allow those businesses to be more fruitful in order to be able to hire more people and put more monies back into their business, but they need to do a lot to make this a more friendly state for new business, especially when it comes to laws, rules, regulations, taxation. What's your take on doing business in the state of Michigan?
Well, I don't get directly involved with that side of our business. I do have a partner, and he deals with that much more than I do. So I'm not really sure that I can speak to that. In terms of how business is going for us, though, business has been really good for us this year. We're working with some startup businesses, and I love this area. So this year, we're up over 10% over where we were last year.
Well, let's talk about the Executive Guide to Trouble-Free IT. Obviously, this is a big deal to a lot of businesses. There are still a lot of business owners, business managers who are afraid of technology, maybe not so much because they fear something new, but because they don't know how to use it. And when they have issues and challenges with glitches and service issues, they really panic. What caused you to write this book?
Well, I think you're right. There are a lot of business owners and executives that don't feel comfortable when they're talking about technology. And in part, people like me are to blame for that because we like to go out and throw out our industry acronyms as if everybody in the world understands them when they don't. So I'm trying to take a different approach and say, okay, if you're a business owner, there's a certain level of familiarity you need to have with the terms and the concepts of technology so that you can go out and have a conversation with a technology professional who hopefully you'll look for one that that will work towards educating you and help you make the best decision for your company. There's rarely just one solution to any situation. There's typically two or three or four, and they have different price tags. Some come with upfront costs. Some come with monthly fees. Which one's the best for your situation? And so what I'm really trying to do is make it possible for these business owners to have that kind of high-level discussion and make a good decision.
I thought an interesting part of the information that you sent me about the book was that your industry, and I'm quoting you, loves its acronyms, and too many of my peers love to throw them around as if the rest of us are impressed. I believe it is critically important that more of us explain technology in a language that can be understood by people who aren't experts. Linda, that's all me. I understand that.
Yeah, and sometimes, yeah, I've been in situations where my peers are throwing out acronyms, and when I first listen to them, they're even intimidating me. And then I listen to them a little longer, and some of them throw out the acronyms, but they don't really understand what they mean either. So it's like, are you trying to intimidate me or impress me or what? Just explain it to me in English. And so I really focus on trying to do that with my clients and give them options and let them choose.
We're talking with Linda Lynch, who is with KI Technology. She's written a great book called The Executive Guide to Trouble-Free IT. I have just a couple of more minutes, Linda, but in going through the book, there's a couple of things that caught my eye. First of all, huge, huge deal, implementing the right backup solution.
That is a huge deal, and unfortunately, too many people don't worry about that until they need it, and then they're sorry that they didn't. It's right now, doing off-site backups through the internet are very, very common. Not enough people are taking advantage of that. Too many are still backing up to tapes, which are slow and not very reliable. So it's really important that if you don't do anything else, particularly if you're not doing anything else, you are doing something that's got your data backed up. You need to stop and think about what would happen to your business if you lost everything on your computer system. Would you be able to recover from that? And in a lot of cases, the answer to that is no. So you better be sure you're protected.
Another huge issue, especially here at our company, they take great care in the security of its computers and its information. And I think in reading your book, more business owners need to take greater care with the security.
That's also true, and there's kind of two sides to that. One is having the proper equipment in place to keep hackers out of your system. The other one is making sure that you and your employees are properly educated and you know what kinds of things to look for. The security landscape has kind of changed. There are not as many hackers because, in part, it's harder to break in. So they're going to social engineering kinds of things, the phishing scams that you may have heard about. You know, your cousin in Nigeria has died, so please send me your bank account, which is a pretty obvious one to avoid, but there are a lot of many more subtle phishing schemes that you might encounter. And when you think about all the information that may be available about you on social networking sites or about the people you work with, it's not too hard to imagine that someone could craft an email that looks like it comes from someone that you know, and really it doesn't.
Now, I also wanted to talk about another item, passwords. I have personal email. I've got Facebook for the show, Facebook for me, a Twitter account. We have email here for the show. If it wasn't for Brittany, Linda, I'd be very lost. How do we try to remember all these passwords?
That's a very good question and something we all struggle with. There are programs that you can store your passwords in. There's one called RoboForm. You can store all your passwords, and then you have just one password that unlocks your password file, and it actually can fill them in for you. That works great, except on websites where you have to regularly change your password, and then it's not such a great idea. I use it, but then when I need to change it and I have to enter my old password, I don't always know what it is, and that can be a problem.
This is something I think that business owners have to deal with, especially when you're trying to be very effective with your time skills. How do we deal effectively with hundreds of emails that we may receive?
Well, you need to have a good spam filter. That would be the first step, so at least you're not getting junk emails. A lot of time management people will say limit your email checking. So rather than checking it all the time and responding all the time, set times during the day where you are going to check your email and spend maybe 15 minutes going through, responding to the things you need to respond to and keeping your inbox clear. I wish I was better at that than I am, but that is one strategy.
And then finally, I wanted to chat with you. Well, there was one other thing I noticed, because you took the time to write about it. Using reply all, you say rarely, if ever that use that.
True. I've had people will send an email and say, just want to let you know about something that's going on in my life, you know, my husband's in the hospital or something, and they send it to a huge distribution list, and the next thing I know, I'm getting replies from people I don't even know saying, so sorry to hear that. Well, I'm glad they're concerned, but I don't need to know that. Just reply to the person who sent the message, unless the email is going out, you know, soliciting or trying to start a discussion, then it would be appropriate. But most of the time, that's not what emails to a group are doing.
And then finally, how do we find the right website developer for our business, for our website?
Well, ask for referrals. Talk to people who have worked with them before. I think it's important that you're able to change your website on your own. We don't do websites ourselves, but I have a company that I work with, and one of the things I like the best about my website is that I can change any of the content myself. So I'm not constantly faced with another invoice because I wanted to change a few words on one of my pages, or I wanted to add a new page. I can do all that myself, and I think that's critical to your website today.
Linda, what was the most interesting thing about writing this book, or what was the biggest challenge, or you can answer both of those?
The biggest challenge was actually once I got it done and I wanted some people to read it and give me some feedback so that I could share that with potential readers of the book. Finding people to do that was a lot harder than I anticipated it would be. It also took me a lot longer than I expected it to. A lot of the material had already been in our newsletters or on my blog, so largely it was just pulling it together and organizing it in a way that made sense. And I thought I could do it in a couple months. And I mean, people who've written books think I did it rather quickly, but it took me longer than I thought.
All right. Linda Lynch is president and co-owner of KI Technology, the KI Technology Group, located in East Lansing. If people want more information about the book or about your services, Linda, how do they get that info?
They can go to our website, which is kitechnologygroup.com.
The book is an easy read, Linda, and it made me feel a lot better about some of the skills that I have in developing more. I enjoyed the read. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Tony.